Greetings in Jesus' name on this 20th day of January, the year of our Lord, 2021. It's currently 28 degrees here in Sanford, Maine, and making the broadcast at the 8:27 a.m. hour, looking at the beautiful bluebird skies that we have here in southern Maine. And again, we have no snow on the ground, and we're rejoicing in the mild winter that we're having here in the southern Maine region. We know that our God is on the throne, and we know that He is going to work out every one of these details of this winter and all of the different things of this special day in the life of our nation. When there is another president that will be inaugurated, I will say it wasn't my choice, but I am going to do my best with due diligence to pray for those that are in authority, including my own governor here in our state, that I ardently oppose, but yet I shall pray for her. And I will pray for President Biden, and I will pray for others, and I will seek the Lord and ask Him to intervene on our behalf as we continue to press forward by faith, trusting God for every detail of life, and trusting the Lord to lead us and guide us and direct us during these days in which we live. We are anticipating an unbelievable service tonight. We've already been at early prayer this morning with the staff around 7:30, and we believed God for a life-changing meeting tonight, and we're praying that we would experience the touch of God upon our services, a revival, a stirring, a moving of the Holy Ghost that would come upon our services tonight, where people would be saved, lives will be changed, and the saints of God will be revived by His power and through His might. I want you to take your Bibles with me today and look with me in Matthew chapter 13 and verse number 58. You read this great chapter in the Word of God that deals with all of the different parables, the parable of the sower and the parable of the seed, and you read all of this as these 58 verses, and your mind is just amazed at the truths that are in the Word of God. But it's this last verse that has often penetrated my heart. It's this last verse that absolutely challenges me day in and day out. Actually, this verse is a very sad verse, and it's even more sad whenever it happens in our life, and when it happens in our churches, and when it happens in our ministries. This verse simply says, "And He did not many mighty works there because of their unbelief." The mighty works that could have been accomplished were not accomplished there because they simply did not believe. Now, there were some mighty works that were done, but not many. And there were some lives that were changed, but not many. And I begin to think, how many more mighty works could be accomplished in my life if I'll just simply believe God? How many mighty works will be done in our church's life? I'm not pointing fingers at anyone else today. I'm looking inward at my life. I'm looking inward at our church's life. I'm looking inward at our ministry's life, the different ministries that are going on in our church and in the different capacities that are taking place. Right now, there's some 70 champions for Christ learning and being educated at our Christian Academy 5 days a week. Some 11 staff that are pouring their life into these young people. How many mighty works can be done in their lives if we'll just simply believe? And this scripture again says, "And He did not many mighty works there because of their unbelief." May today we be challenged afresh and anew to believe God. May today be the day that we turn over a new leaf, as the saying goes, and say, by the grace of God, I'm going to believe God from this day forward in my church, in my life, in my family. I'm going all out for Christ. I am going to believe God. I don't want this said of me. I don't want this said of my church. And He did not there mighty works because of their unbelief. May God help me. May God help us. May God help our nation. May we believe the Lord and see a mighty revival come through this place like we've never seen come through before. And we'll be careful to praise Him and thank Him for it all. You've been listening to the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled day, and we'll talk to you once again on tomorrow.